Welcome to the Empowered Podcast with Deanna Merlino, an all-encompassing personal development show where I will be sharing with you just how to transform yourself into the best version of you, both inside and out. From wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and manifestation, I'll be showing you exactly how to live your best life. I will be keeping it as real and raw as it gets. So get ready to peel back the layers and really transform yourself under the surface. Because nothing is better than finding your purpose and living this life as your true, authentic self. Welcome back, Empowered Fam. I hope that everyone is having a beautiful day. Sunshiny here, kind of on and off, a little bit of rain, but with the weather we've been having here in Western New York, I will most certainly take it. So I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. Okay, so kind of building off of last week, not really, they're different, but I talked last week using the gym as an example with deep belief, having delusional belief and manifesting. And we're going to roll over into this week with another gym related episode, though it really has nothing to do with manifesting. But I do want to talk to you about a way to tap into your body and listen to your intuition and just a way that you can do that. But let's start with some story time. So as I've been sharing, I have been back in the gym and it has been so great. It's been feeling so good. But even with that being said, there are days where in my head, I'm like, I cannot wait to go to the gym. I cannot wait to get out of the house and go move my body. And then when it comes time for me to actually go, all of a sudden I'm exhausted. All of a sudden I think of the million other things that I could do. I think, you know what? Well, maybe my body just wants to rest. And I call BS. Okay. Because here's one thing that our body does it's a protection mechanism to keep us safe, to stay in the phase or the place or the state that we know, because as you're working out or anything that evolves around changing your habits or growing, evolving, changing, that is a threat to your ego, the part of you that wants to stay exactly how you are right now, because we know how to survive that. So if we don't leave this box, if we don't leave this space, then everything's going to be okay. And our body will go so far as to literally bring on an illness or an injury, or make you think that all of a sudden you're exhausted, or you know what, maybe I should rest, whatever that is. But really, you want to dive a little deeper than that. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. So there was a day this week that I was going to the gym and I got myself there, but I just felt like I didn't want to work out. And I'm like, there's no way that I came all the way here not to work out. And so I checked in with myself and I did something called muscle testing. And it's going to be a little hard for me to explain this while we're not on camera, but there's multiple ways to do muscle testing. I highly recommend researching it. I've talked about it before. The way that I do it is by placing my hands across each other on my chest, or one hand on my heart and one hand on my belly. And what I do essentially is ask. And for me, I have learned that when I ask a question and I quiet my mind and I tap into my intuition and my inner knowing, I have learned that when I lean forward, essentially, that means yes. And when I lean backwards, that means no. And if I just kind of stay in the center or rock a little bit, then that means it's indifferent. I can really kind of do whatever I want. And so I had started my day. I got to the gym. My membership has a red light therapy machine. And I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just leave. But then I was like, let me just check in with myself. And I was like, should I work out today or should I give my body a rest like it's telling me I should, or I think it's telling me I should? And I got an immediate no for not working out, an immediate yes for working out. And I was kind of taken aback by this because I was really thinking that I was doing myself justice by being like, you know what, I'm going to listen to my body, but it tricked me. And so this is, muscle testing is really, really, really a great tool for when you want to get a very clear answer for what is truly best for you. Because even with as discerning as I am, and easy, even with as much as I'm tuned into my body, I was almost deceived. And so I wanted to share this tool with you guys because it's really nice to be able to have a clear cut answer. And actually to dive into that tool a little more for you to figure out what is yes, what is no, because not everyone's going to be a forward yes, not everyone's going to be a backwards no. Again, listen to your intuition, but an easy way for you to test what is yes and what is no is essentially you can ask, or you can state questions that are accurate for you and see which way you lean. So for example, if I said, my name is Deanna, like that's my name. So whatever direction I go is going to be a yes for me. You can, you know, if you want to double check it, try something. Okay, I hate pickles. Like I despise pickles. So if I make this statement, pickles are my favorite food, or it's truth that pickles are my favorite food, I'm obviously going to get a no. So this is just examples of how you can test that. And so now I wanted to share that, but also it's been like a week since I went to the gym because I actually hurt my neck. I pulled a muscle in my neck. And so I took a little bit of time off and I had a busy week of nothingness really. Like I had a light schedule, but I had a really rough week. It was a grief week. It was a healing week. It was a slow down and go within weeks. Ever since the eclipse, post-eclipse, I've been very, just in it, just going through it. The energy has been a lot. I had a lot of things coming up to be seen. And so my energy was just off. And so it would have been really easy for me not to go to the gym today. This is the first day that I was really starting to feel better. I don't work on Sundays. And so it really, like, my brain was like, okay, we're going to go to the gym. But like I talked about in the beginning of this episode, everything started being like, well, why don't you take the day to do nothing? Or, you know what, it's the weekend. Or why don't we start fresh tomorrow? Or all the excuses, right? But so what I did was muscle test, and the answer was very much to go to the gym. And so I'm really glad that I did that and that I have the tools to check in with what really is for my greatest good. Because what happened is I went to the gym and I had a banging workout and I felt really great about it. One thing for me that always works for my energy is going to the gym. Like, yeah, am I tired in the sense of like, I have a lot of energy expenditure? Sure. But my mood is always elevated. And so I came home, I had some lunch, I took a shower, I was jamming out in the shower, I was singing, and my energy feels great. Like my vibe feels great. Am I tired? Yes, it's a lazy Sunday. Did I have an awesome leg workout? Yes, I did. But like my energy as far as my frequency is elevated. And these are the things that we have to do to consistently raise our frequency, to consistently feel good. And so it's really good to have this tool so that you can check in and know what is truly best for you so that our egos are not running the show, or our wounding, or our patterns, or our programming, or external noises. Like, this is a really great practice to tune in with yourself to really get to what is true for you, because your body is so smart. Your body holds so much wisdom, and the world is noisy. We have forgotten how to listen. We have forgotten to connect with ourselves, to slow down, to drown out the noise, to connect with ourselves. And that's one thing that muscle testing is going to do for you, is to give that connection back, give you that power back. And that will leak over in the best way to every area of your life. You can use this in relationships. You can use this with decisions in your job or your career or entrepreneurship, friendships, your food choices, like how to choose your nutrition. I was just doing a human design reading yesterday for a client. And one of the things that we talk about is, or that I talk about, is digestion. And it was very much talking about, for her type, that you should eat one food group at a time, or like the carbs first, the protein next, the, you know, like whatever, whether it's the, it was like fish first and then sweet potatoes and then broccoli, for example. And so it's the whole point of it is not just how it's best for her digestion, but it's for her to tap into her intuition, to listen to her body, for her body to know, you know what, this food group feels best for me. I'm actually full. I don't need to keep eating. By slowing down and connecting, seeing how her body feels when she breaks this into food groups so her body can actually digest rather than just clumping it all together. And again, that was just for her signature, her energy signature. Everyone's is different. But just really, my point is to really get back to tapping into your body and the wisdom that is held within to do what is best for you. Not what the world's telling you, not what your ego is telling you, not what your friends are telling you, not what your partner is telling you, not what the news is telling you, not what anyone is telling you. Use this tool as a simple way to check in for what is best with you. Okay, that is all. That is all I'm going to share today. Just a nice little quick story time, some tips on wellness, and a really powerful tool that you can use to really begin to re-strengthen your relationship with yourself, because, hey, that's what we're here for. So I hope this helps. Let me know if you love it. Let me know when you use it. Let me know how it starts to change things for the better, how it really starts to allow you to make empowered choices for yourself. And tag it on the socials, share it with a friend, share it with the world. I love you. I hope you have an amazing day and amazing week. And I will see you on the next episode of Empowered with Deanna Merlino podcast.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to dive deeper in with me, you can follow me on Instagram at TheEmpoweredCoach333. You can also check out everything I have to offer on my website, which is DeannaMerlino.com. Whatever platform you are listening on, do your girl a favor and please rate and subscribe. This means so much to me and is going to help the show grow and reach so many other people. I am so grateful that you are here with me on this journey of growth and self-empowerment. I cannot say that it will always be easy, but I do promise that it will always be worth it. Stick with me and let's start living as the version of ourselves that we were truly meant to be, because the world is waiting on your gifts and you deserve to live the life of your wildest dreams and beyond. So friends, let's get empowered.